November fast approaching, and among the items on the ballot, of course, is Proposition 6, which would repeal SB1. We know that as the 12-cent gas tax, and the folks who are not in favor of that repeal are in the studio. At least two of them are. Mike Gelati is president and owner of Gelati Brothers Incorporated. Nancy Hall Bennett is here. She is with North Bay. She's the public affairs manager for the League of California Cities. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So Prop 6 would like to take that gas tax and repeal it and get rid of it and never speak of it again. You say each that that's a bad idea. Why?
It's a bad idea because our roads are so deficient. It's horrible, the state of condition that our roads are in, and there's no sustainable funding. These cities and counties in the state can't plan and do things effectively. I see it firsthand when we go out and do these jobs where we're repairing one street that's horrible and leaving another one because they just don't have the money.
Yeah.
And it's a bad value. It's a bad use of money.
And Nancy, your thoughts?
I agree with Mike. He sees it firsthand because he's working on it. I drive it. The city's constituents drive on them. Cities have been long looking for to the state for additional funding. It's been 20 years since they've had consistent additional funding for roads. Now's our chance to backfill what we haven't been able to address.
And aren't most of us used to the 12-cent gas tax hike at this stage of the game?
Listen, 12 cents is hardly anything. At the end of the day, it ends up being less than $10 a month for a voter or driver. If you're not driving, you're not paying it. And what's the cost of losing it? The cost is dangerous roads, roads that are deficient, the idling that you sit in with congestion that hurts our environment. And really, honestly, in 2016, I think over 3,600 people were killed on our state roads. Under $10 to try to mitigate those dangers is worth it to me.
Well, it's hard to imagine that anybody who drives on California roads would disagree that the roads are in great disrepair. So here are a couple of the things that the Yes on 6 people say, and I want to get your opinion on those. We talked about a little bit about money just a minute ago, Nancy, and the Yes on 6 people say that a family will pay about $800 a year for that gas tax.
So I just said, you know, under $10 a month, you do the math, it's less than that. It's a lie. And the average driver already spends over $700 more in the North Bay, where it's more expensive to take care of your car. I just got into an accident 2 weeks ago and totaled my car. I can tell you it's going to cost me a lot more than $700 to replace that car, let alone the tires that you've probably all had to replace. Those are $300 a pop each time. So if we can fix our roads, drivers will have less expense, have more time to be with their families. So we disagree. That's a lie.
And I think, Mike, that part of the issue here, as is the issue, it seems, with everything on the ballot that involves money, is what about the accountability? The Yes on 6 people say there's not enough accountability to say where that 12 cents a gallon money goes.
Well, there is accountability. And the great thing is that the voters in June passed Prop 69, which is a lockbox. So for the first time, the money that is raised from this stays in construction and, more importantly, goes straight to roads and streets and transit. So there is a lockbox. There's also an independent person that's assigned to regulate and watch the efficiency of Caltrans. I work with Caltrans every day, and I can tell you they're doing a great job. There's a lot of naysayers, but they run a big organization, and they do a great job.
And, of course, you know, when it comes to – let's talk about the projects here that affect us in the North Bay that could be at risk if Prop 6 passes.
Well, that is the most scary part of all. Everybody that I passed going north this morning, that's sitting in traffic going south and just crying because there's so much wasted time, is at risk of losing the final chapter in getting 101 North complete. Most all the money that is set to take care of the 101 Lakeville to Pengrove improvements and the Rainier Undercrossing, the last part of the San Antonio Creek Bridge that we're doing.
Yeah.
People don't know that right now, even though we're doing some of the improvements, that doesn't pay for the HOV lanes and the final configuration. So not only that, but there's like $14 million a year that's going to be lost for the cities and county to be able to improve their streets.
And that's money for SMART up to Windsor that is at stake. Congestion relief on 37. So 101 widening. I bet you've got some folks headed down to there right now.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you all the best. It's long time that it's due, and it's time for cities and counties also to be able to have a revenue stream that they can count on to fill potholes. So it's from your potholes to your widenings to Highway 37.
You know what else is going to be an issue for us? It already is to some extent, but as we recover and rebuild here in Sonoma County, the roadways attached to those burned out properties are in serious disrepair. Heavy machinery, I know Mike, you'll agree with this, will do that to a road that may have started out in disrepair to begin with. But because of all, and we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg in terms of rebuilding so far. So when the majority of that work is completed and all of those heavy trucks are moving to and fro, you know, the roadways around these rebuilt communities are going to need serious repair.
Yeah, they're in bad shape already, and more construction with new home buildings going to make it even worse. The biggest challenge, though, that we have is unsafe roads. And that's why our spokespeople for this campaign, our spokespeople for the No on
for the
Six
No on
campaign,
Six.
Are first responders, firefighters, police officers. All of them are behind this because they've seen firsthand what these dangerous roads do when, you know, natural disasters happen like we had with the fires, and how important it is to have safe roads.
It's a big issue, obviously, and there is money at stake for projects that affect us directly here in the North Bay. There's no question about that. And sometimes we were saying off the air that it gets a little confusing for voters when we're talking about, you know, what no means and what yes means in terms of a repeal of a proposition. But yes on six means that that gas tax will be repealed and that money will not go elsewhere, but it will stop going to the places there where there are already plans for it here in the North Bay. And these two guests of ours that we've had with us are saying absolutely not. No on six. Correct?
No on six.
All right. I have a feeling there's unified consensus here in the studio. And thank you both for being with us this morning. It's an important prop. That's for sure. Mike Gelati with the president and owner of Gelati Brothers Incorporated. He drives around a lot. And Nancy Hall Bennett with the League of California Cities. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have
we'll talk to you probably on the 7th of November.
Yes.
It's 7:56 at KSRO. Let's check your traffic for you.
Nothing absolutely at all wrong with the roadways in Petaluma, except for the fact that it is absolutely dead stopped. Rohnert Park to Santa Rosa this morning on 101 northbound from Wilfred Avenue, Golf Course Drive, right up through the 12 intersection up to College Avenue. Really slow right at the nucleus of the 12-101 intersection. It is kind of eased up through Petaluma, but slows way down at the Highway 37, 101 southbound at 37. It is sluggish there. Next update will be at 8:05. Dan Trecias now with your KSRO forecast.
Some rain to start off the week. Occasional showers this afternoon. High 72, 64 on the coast. Periods of rain tonight, low 59. Tuesday, a bit cloudy. Some rain in the low 70s, but dry for most of the week.
Temperatures this morning, very mild, as you would expect during a severe cloud cover like we've got. 57 degrees in Santa Rosa. It's 7:57 at KSRO.
Here's your Farm Country update, brought to you by American Ag Credit.
Located within minutes of the Sonoma Square, Lola Sonoma Farms offers sustainably grown vegetables, fruits, pasture-raised dairy goats, and heritage breed hogs.
I'm Lori Melanson, and together with my husband Chris, we made the decision to leave corporate America and get back to the land. We enjoy connecting with people over food. You can find us at the Sonoma Farmers Markets, where you can purchase our signature seasonal salad blend, plus other vegetables we grow and harvest raised on the farm. We also raise Cooney pigs, a small heritage hog, and some of the tastiest pork around. Pasture raised and available for purchase online. Visit us at lolasonoma.com. We love sharing our passion for good food.
Go to lolasonoma.com. Lola Sonoma Farm. Live sustainably. Connect naturally.
That's your Farm Country Update, brought to you by American Ag Credit. Supporting local farmers and ranchers. American Ag Credit. Money for agriculture.
You're a farmer or rancher. Your success depends on the weather, which means certain things are out of your control, such as rain, hail, fire, crop failure, and other unforeseen conditions. But you have a business to run. Protect yourself and insure your risk with American Ag Credit, so you can rest easy knowing that we'll be there for you no matter what tomorrow brings. American Ag Credit. Money for agriculture.
Halloween treats are sweet, but the jackpots are sweeter at Graton Resort and Casino. With so many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. On Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to $10,000 in cash in the Falls Fortune Slot Tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Reward Center.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Clay Thompson.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
I'm Draymond Green.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
Hi, I'm Kevin Durant, and this is where the Warriors won the championship. KSRO Santa Rosa.